Happy Monday to you and welcome to today's daily teaching and the start of a brand new week. And the topic that we are going to be covering this week is consistency. I actually think this is probably one of the biggest and most fundamental aspects of making changes, and making changes more importantly that are going to be long lasting. I know for myself and from a lot of the members who've been getting in touch with me recently, consistency is something that they really struggle with. So you might get really motivated, make out your lists of what you're going to do, your plans, all of these different things, and even put into motion the action steps that you need to get yourself wherever you want to be. But then as the weeks go by, or even the months go by, all of a sudden you lose a sense of motivation, or you might be doing really well and then just kind of say, well, I'm doing really well, so I'm going to take a back seat for a while. And the next minute, all these old patterns and habits start to form. And then you find that the changes that you made don't actually last. I know for myself personally, I really struggle with this part. I'm so good at setting goals and actually trying to make a lot of things happen, but definitely after a period of time, I kind of run out of steam with it. And I thought that today would be a really good time, or not today, this week would be a really good time, because we've been doing so much around our fears, sabotaging ourselves, getting in the right mindset. And now it's about really going for what you want. So in this week, we're going to have a video tomorrow on consistency with a few small exercises to do, two meditations, then the interactive Friday text, and then another audio as well. And what we're going to be covering is lots of different tips and techniques. Sorry, and as well, you're going to have a worksheet on that. As alongside this, on Wednesday, I'm going to be starting a Boost Your Life 5-day challenge, which is to look at the ways in which you can actually boost your life in all aspects, from your emotions to your relationships to your career, finances, your social life, and so on. So I'm really excited about that, and I'll be sending out details about that tomorrow and where you can sign up to get the daily video and the daily worksheet to go with that. And that really will be great fun, and I'm really looking forward to taking part in both this consistency topic this week and also the Boost Your Life 5-day challenge. So I hope you really enjoy the week. So for today, after all of that, what I want you to do is to really think about areas of your life or certain goals that you have in your life that you just haven't been consistent with. Long life changes that you've wanted to keep or to have, and you haven't been able to do it because you haven't been consistent enough. And this isn't about beating yourself up. It's just about being realistic about where things are at and for you to get a clear vision of that. Because as we move into the video tomorrow, we're going to be looking at ways to do some work on that pretty quickly and to start to shift and move and to look at how you're going to do it. The interesting thing about this week's topic, however, is its consistency. So you need to be consistent this week. You need to listen to your teachings, watch the videos, do the worksheet, and actually make that time and space to say, I'm actually going to do this. And I feel that in itself is going to be a challenge. And if you can do that this week, you've already shown you can be consistent. But how can we do that on a long-term basis? And really, it's a mindset thing and it's an emotional thing, and that's what we're going to be looking at. So where are the parts of your life or the areas of your life where you struggle to be consistent? And more particularly, asking yourself why. So you might have started something, for example, it might have been, you know, weight loss and exercise, and you're doing well, and then all of a sudden you just get to a kind of, I don't mean a plateau and your weight is and it doesn't move, but you just are on a plateau and you're like, and you kind of veer backwards, might put some of the weight back on. Maybe you've signed up to something like a class or a program or something like that, and you started off with great guns and you actually didn't put the effort in. You need to ask yourself why. And a lot of these things are personal responsibility. We will always, with consistency, have reasons. So it could be, well, you know, I'm so busy. That's a big one for all of us and can be true. But again, it can be an excuse. So I'm so busy, or I didn't get the right material, or I don't have the right support, or that person kind of pulls out of me a lot, so they take a lot of time out of my life, or I just have so much going on with work, or whatever it is. They're all excuses. Like, if you want to make changes, you're the only person that can do them, and you're only the only person responsible for them. And I suppose in this element of consistency, it's also bringing in an element of taking responsibility for yourself, your actions, and your thoughts. Because if you really want something, you can push and go for it, ask for the support, reach out for more help, make more time, and put yourself first a little bit as well. So have a think about that today, and I'm really excited about getting started with you in tomorrow's video with quick exercise to that too. So I wish you a lovely day ahead and a great week of consistency.